Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to episode 3 of A New Thing, contemplating what God has been teaching us as we come out of COVID-19, out of the virtual world of church gatherings, into the physically present world of church gatherings. What has God been teaching us? How should we be thinking now? What might we continue to do the same? And what might we change? These podcasts are my attempt to just think that through, and I'd value your suggestions. Come back to me with your ideas. And here's something I'd like to share with you, although this podcast isn't really about how to. I would like to share with you something that we did with the Watford congregation that I think was a very helpful exercise for myself and for everybody involved. I asked the Watford Church 3 questions. And let me share them with you and a few of the things that came up from that. And you might like to do this, whether it's with an entire congregation or like a house group, a family group, a small cell group, whatever you have. You might find this useful because it's difficult to go forward without having contemplated what we've been learning. So we've been in some form of lockdown for, well, over a year now. And God has taught us many things. Without clarity about that, it would be hard to move forward in a way that might give us confidence that we're doing so with God. So what has God been teaching us? So here are the 3 questions I ask. The first one, what have we gained in the last 12 months as a church? Through this lockdown period, what have we gained? What's gone, you could say, better than before? In what ways have we grown? It's tempting to look back with just annoyance and frustration, but what's gone better? And some things have. Just for Watford, God's added 12 new members to the congregation in the last, 12 months actually or so. We've seen other friends of ours come along regularly who never used to come. They've come to Zoom services where they wouldn't have come to our physical gatherings. We've seen God work and we didn't see how he could. We've all stayed faithful to God. And we've understood how God can use technology in ways we didn't anticipate. What about for your group? What have you gained? What's gone better? The second question is, what have we maintained? Or you could say, what has the Spirit helped us to maintain in the last 12 months as a church? In other words, what's gone well? What's stayed healthy? Maybe it's not gone better, but it's at least stayed healthy. And in that category, I'd say for us, everybody stayed faithful. We didn't lose anybody. Everybody stayed worshiping God and stayed faithful. I think our teaching has been maintained. We've managed to do that on Zoom. Seemed to work okay. We've managed to continue worshiping together. Not quite in the same way, but still, that has been maintained. For you and your group, what's been maintained? Third question. What have we lost in the last 12 months as a church? What's become, you could say, weaker? In this category, you could say perhaps depth of friendships. That's been damaged. Depth of fellowship is not what it was a year ago. We've not been doing life together. One another Christianity has been harder to practice. It's been hard to express love to each other in a way that's visible and tangible and physical. You know, we've missed those hugs. What's your group missed? What have you lost over the last 12 months? See what that turns up for you. That will help you to think about, as it's helping me to think about, what do we need to do in the Watford congregation over the next few weeks and months to honour where we've been strengthened, to honour where what has been maintained, but also to supply what's been lost. Let me know your ideas. Malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And until the next time, take care and God bless. Thank you.